Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Here we go. What do you want to start with?
It's a mess.
A mess.
Trash Talkin' Tuesday.
Dirty mud.
Getting dragged through the mud.
Brought to you by Florence Recycling.
It's time to clean it up.
Satisfaction guaranteed or double your trash back. This is Trash Talkin' Tuesday. News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Good morning. And welcome, fourth and final hour of our get-together on the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy. We call it the 9 o'clock stretch. Oh, that feels good. That's, wow, that's my Yogi Bear paws. Get it?
I'm a Yogi
There's
Bear
a lot of different things there.
Big paws.
Hey, boo-boo.
Hey.
Good morning. It is 9:07. Time check brought to you by Hayes Jewelers, where the answer is always yes. Yep, it's a Trash Talking Tuesday. Thanks to Florence Recycling. Turmoil has descended on a small South Carolina town after its police chief and all four officers quit.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Wow. That's the whole kit and the caboodle.
Yeah.
They're out of there.
That's a Johnny Paycheck song right there.
I'm telling you. Let's write that one.
Take this job and...
Yeah.
McCall, population about 2,000 residents near the state line with North Carolina. They've got six police chiefs. They've had six police chiefs in the past 4 years.
Wow, that sounds like Alachua County Superintendent of Schools gig.
Kind of does, doesn't
it? Yeah, it does.
The mayor, George Garner, said Police Chief Bob Hale left first, followed by the rest of the force in a drama that played out through the month. My personal decision to step away from the McCall Police Department can be attributed to repeated acts of harassment, personal attacks on my character, and the overall creation of a hostile work environment perpetuated by a specific councilman.
Well, it sounds like Gainesville. Oh, sorry.
For months, I've endured unwarranted and malicious behavior aimed at undermining my integrity and leadership. Saying that the attacks created a toxic atmosphere that has hindered the department's ability to function effectively. You know what else hinders?
What's that?
If they all quit.
That's a big hindrance.
Yeah, it's hard to handle things effectively.
Yeah. And then you got to go find the new chief at a new police department. Those don't just pop up, randomly. So
No. Anyway, I told you what his reasoning was to step away. Despite our efforts to address these issues professionally and through appropriate channels, the harassment and hostility have persisted, he wrote. He said the actions of one councilman, who he did not name, have made it impossible to fulfill this mission without compromising our principles and well-being. He wrote the attacks against him and his department were strategically used to inhibit the continued growth and success of the department. What could you possibly be doing? You're a councilman. You've only got one chief and four officers?
Yeah.
What exactly could he be doing?
Don't know.
And what could you have done to maybe counter that? Not that you're supposed to necessarily fight fire with fire.
If the council is over you, though, what do you do? I mean...
I can think of a few things.
Well, probably not.
Because you can do anything. You can do anything once.
Yes. We were told that once by a good friend. Yeah.
Part of the problem is a significant amount of money was cut from our already depleted budget by the same councilman upon his arrival to his elected position. Despite repeated appeals for funding to modernize equipment, enhance training, and increase staffing levels to meet the needs of our community, those critical needs went unmet.
That's not good.
He said, instead of fighting crime, the majority of my tenure as chief of police was spent clearing the names of my officers as well as myself from the numerous falsehoods that were made against us.
Wow.
The decision to resign, not made lightly. I deeply regret the impact it may have on the community. We have dedicated ourselves to serving. However, I believe that stepping away is the only way to shed light on the severity of these issues and call for accountability and change. At the end of the day, I have a family, and when my job is constantly getting threatened and certain things are getting said, I'm not going to stay somewhere and tolerate that. Wow. I'm not going to stay here, et cetera, et cetera. Yeah, small towns, sometimes that's where, you know, things can get kind of crazy because everybody knows everybody else's business.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Well, there you go. If you're looking for a police job, it's, what did I say, South Carolina McCall, M-C-C-O-L-L.
Yeah, there may be some, you know, looking soon. You never can tell. Might want to go to a smaller town.
Yeah.
Very small
town. Right on North Carolina border, yeah. I don't know where that's at, like if it's
country.
Inland or near the...
Yeah. You got to deal with the councilman, apparently, though, so you got to be prepared for that.
Well, and who knows? Is it conflict, a more of a personality type conflict that manifested itself in all these other things, or is that councilman really a jerk? And if he is, see, I would have stayed and fought, and I would have, you know... Get somebody to run against him.
But even if you don't like the person, let's say the councilman doesn't like the chief, you still don't mess with their budget and their training and their equipment.
Well, and the fact that everyone else quit means they probably had a decent chief and they had his back, and this guy is a bozo, a bad guy, bad fit, whatever.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Could be.
That's the thing. See, if it was a sheriff, the sheriff's elected. So with the councilman,
right,
that'd be different.
Mm-hmm.
But because the police chief is usually hired.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We've seen that. Yeah.
All right. The Israeli cabinet is supposed to vote on a ceasefire deal. I'm going to check on this, the timing of this, because I kept updating it. And I don't know if an actual ceasefire agreement has been signed yet or not. This is between Israel and Lebanon. And... I'm going to try to find out if that is the case. It's one of those ongoing stories, and because their day begins 6 or 7 hours ahead of ours, sometimes folks are a little bit slow about updating some of the information. Sad story. You know, we talk about illegal aliens, and remember when... former President Trump first said, these are animals coming across the border, and how the left went crazy.
He's talking about gang members.
You're calling these nice people animals. He wasn't talking about the nice people.
No.
Once again, they tried to take it out of context. And, there's some bad people that have been coming across the border. A lot.
Or bad hombres, as he called them. And that got some reaction.
Yeah.
And they are.
Well, here you go. Here's a suburban Detroit pastor. Died after an illegal immigrant from Colombia struck him from a car while running a red light.
Wow.
Stephen Singleton was his name. A 17-year-old pastor was on his usual daily run. He was wearing a reflective vest when he crossed a street on a crosswalk and was hit by a man who ran through a red light. This man was not legally in the country and, according to one source, said possessed no license. Turns out later that... he did have the driver had a valid foreign driver's license, which in Michigan is a valid form of ID. But can you imagine that right before the holidays?
Oh, that's tragic.
And the guy's wearing reflective gear, you know, crossing at the crosswalk, doing everything you can to be safe. And you get run over by somebody who's not even supposed to be in the country. U.S. Customs and Border Protection, they confirmed that the driver entered the U.S. illegally and had been released pending a future hearing. Wow. And those are stories that we could do multiple times every day and never run out of stories, unfortunately. All right. I told you that Joe and Jill are going to be at the inauguration. It's going to be a good time.
Oh, boy.
With Smiling Joe.
Party.
Hey, real quick, let me give you the code word. So you can win two-day tickets to Rock the Country featuring Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, Tracy Lawrence, and more. You ready? The code word is Florida. Text Florida to 20357, and you'll be in the running to win a pair of those tickets. And it's Ocala May 9th and 10th. It's going to be a great event. Tickets are already on sale, $139 each. Go to rockthecountry.com. If you want to purchase your tickets, if you want to try to win your tickets first, text Florida to 20357 now. Data and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive.
Yeah, this latest update brought to you by Bounds Heating and Air and Carrier. Well, I-75, you're still rolling great anywhere through Alachua or Marion counties. Gainesville, Northwest 39th Avenue, Northwest 128th Terrace. Had a vehicle crash a few minutes ago. Not a blockage issue, so some good news there, I guess, and perspective, I suppose. Ocala looking pretty good right now. If you want to stay comfortable in your home, do you also want to keep your electric bill low? Well, call Bounds Heating and Air. Family owned and operated, they never charge overtime, and they do things right. Visit BoundsHVAC.com.
Areas of fog around this morning, then skies will become sunny, highs in the upper 70s to near 80. Wednesday, morning fog, then mostly sunny, highs near 80. From the UF Weather Center, I'm meteorologist William Maxim.
Gainesville 55, Ocala 57, the Village is 60. Traffic and weather together every 15 minutes mornings. On News Talk, 97.3 The Sky.
Allowing Ukraine to use American missiles inside Russia.
The world's on fire right now.
To right here.
We have to get back to a great country.
We have an incredible once-in-a-generation opportunity.
And just down your street.
Safety.
And this is about infrastructure.
One weed company wrote it.
Touchdown, Gators!
97.3 The Sky has your world right here.
It blows my mind.
Hear about it first.
The Democrats.
The Republicans.
Isn't it nice to win?
Talk about it now.
Tells me everything I need to know.
The Sky has it right.
News Talk 97.3 The Sky.
Trump's border czar planning to visit the border today.
Wow. Is that something we learned from the previous the previous border czar?
Yes. She set a fine example. Tom Homan's going to visit the border with Governor Abbott as well from Texas, of course. And very interesting. And apparently there's a Democrat mayor that's gotten under Tom Homan's skin already. The Denver mayor said something like this. Mike Johnston, the Denver mayor, said, you could arrest me, but I'm not going to give up the sanctuary status.
I'd like to see him go to jail.
Tom Homan has said, yeah. Oh, he's willing to go to jail?
Yeah.
I'm willing to put him in jail. Exactly what he said.
I like this guy a lot.
Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, the Mayor Johnston recently said he was prepared to go to jail over his opposition to the Trump administration's border policies.
Mm-hmm.
The president-elect's pick to be the next border czar responded. He's willing to put him there. Yeah, you're absolutely breaking the law, Tom Homan said. And all he has to do is look at Arizona versus the U.S., and he would see he's breaking the law. But look, me and the Denver mayor, we agree on one thing. He's willing to go to jail. I'm willing to put him there. And yeah, it's a felony if you're knowingly harboring and concealing an illegal alien from immigration authorities. And he said, we have to secure this country and save lives. President Trump's been clear. We want to concentrate on public safety threats and national security threats, which I think should be, yes, part of a very high priority.
Mm-hmm.
We're not in a good position because of how many people have come in. Tens of thousands of which haven't even been identified. The so-called gotaways, that could end up coming back to bite us. I hope it doesn't, but it very well
could. It's a serious concern.
Speaking of borders, President-elect Donald Trump is already working on securing the borders. He's kicked off his diplomacy by promising a 25% tariff until Mexico and Canada shut down their inflows of migrants and deadly drugs. Both Mexico and Canada have the absolute right and power to easily solve this long simmering problem. He put this on Truth Social. He says, "We hereby demand that they use this power. And until such time they do, it is time for them to pay a very big price." And this is a huge turnaround from President Joe Biden, whose deputies tolerated the fentanyl inflow as long as Mexico secretly managed the migrant inflow to prevent a televised border crisis that would damage Biden's poll ratings. Isn't that sick?
It was more the other way around. The press spent a couple of years not even acknowledging it until they couldn't anymore, and then they had to quit protecting Biden and had to tell the truth.
Yeah, but we're fortunate that at least at some point enough Americans clearly got the message of what was really going on there, even though they were being lied to day after day by the administration and led by that absolute moronic bozo Mayorkas. Ugh. What a nasty human being that guy is. If Mexico cooperated on immigration, the Biden administration turned the other way on important issues such as security and fentanyl trafficking and all the anti-democratic policies that Mexico was and is promoting. Biden also did little about the U.S.-Canadian border. That Doolittle policy helped many Indians to migrate into the United States via Canada's pro-migration government. Biden's hands-off policies allowed cartels to kill more than 50,000 Americans each year with smuggled fentanyl and other drugs. The laissez-faire policy also allowed investors and CEOs to hire several million low-wage illegal migrants instead of decently paid Americans and their families. Yep, but guess what? That's all going to stop. That's going to end. And there's going to be a new sheriff in D.C.,
oh, yeah.
Donald J. Trump. Yep. Most Americans oppose giving U.S. military aid to Ukraine, according to a poll. It's close, though. CBS News YouGov poll finds 51% of Americans do not support providing military and weapons to Ukraine. 49% do. So it's split pretty much down the middle. Here's the deal. Are we cutting into any of our reserve weaponry? Are we prepared just in case there is something that we're going to have to get involved in or we're attacked in some way? And what is the end game? What's the deal? You're just going to have an endless flow of money and weapons to Ukraine?
We can't afford it, if nothing else.
Well, when you're $37 trillion in debt, well, you know, yeah, people say, well, what's another trillion?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
Yeah, we've never been in this position before. It's not a good one. Hopefully we'll be able to work our way out of it. But anyway, you've got to have a game plan. What is the mission? Hopefully Trump is just going to sit down with Putin and they're going to iron things out. And the Ukrainians probably aren't going to like all of it. NATO's probably not going to like all of it.
Right.
We might not like all of it. And Russia's not going to be happy with all of it either. That's kind of the way negotiations work.
Yeah.
But isn't that better than, you know, the blood and treasure of both those nations and our treasure? And if it escalates, then what?
Oh, we'll never have boots on the... Never mind.
Or we won't have nuclear war, even though Russia is and has more nuclear weapons than anybody else.
Yeah.
So, yeah, let's keep poking. Let's keep poking that guy.
Yeah.
At first, he goes, like the Pillsbury Doughboy. Then he's not as happy. He didn't like that.
No. It's more like poking the bear, you know, as in, you know, Russia as the bear.
Oh, I thought you were talking about Little Bear, one of my favorite little cartoons.
Aww.
When Robbie was a baby.
Really?
Take our little naps together and watch Little Bear.
You still watch Little Bear?
Good times. Yeah, because I think it's on while I'm still here.
Oh, that says that you're going to say it's on while you're napping or something. Maybe.
Yeah. I should record it, though. That's a good idea. Could be very therapeutic. I'm serious.
Hey, it can't hurt.
Could be therapeutic.
Whatever calms your mind, Bob. Whatever it works.
Yes.
Go for it.
Duck Dynasty, golf star, loving on Trump. Whoopi? Not so much. But in her case, who cares? We're about 15 minutes away from things that make you smile. Hang in there. It's a Trash Talkin' Tuesday, thanks to Florence Recycling. And you're listening to the Bob Rose Show, along with Greg Cassidy on 97.3 The Sky! All right, let me do this before I forget. Let me give you your code word in case you didn't get it yet today. That way we have the bases covered. This is for tickets for Rock the Country. Two-day tickets. They're worth $139 a piece. They are on sale, by the way, now at rockthecountry.com. But you have a chance to win them right now. We're talking about the show coming to Ocala on May 9th and 10th with Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Tracy Lawrence, Gavin Adcock, Jody Messina, and more. It's going to be the show. You know what I mean. It's going to be the show, right? So text the word Florida to 20357, Florida. Text it to 20357. You'll be in the running for the tickets with Kid Rock, Hank Jr., Nickelback, and more. Text Florida to 20357. Date and message rates may apply. Please don't text and drive. Walmart is making a slate of changes to its diversity, equity, and inclusion policies, otherwise known as DEI.
Yeah, that's a good story or bad story?
Oh, it's good, because they're getting rid of all that nonsense.
Good for them.
Becoming the latest in a growing list of major corporations to halt the so-called woke initiatives. We said it before, woke will make you broke. Mm-hmm. And then we also, once Trump won the election, I said, watch woke croak. See how I used it in a way that actually makes sense?
Yeah.
Watch the woke croak. Darn it.
Yeah, they're right.
Almost there.
Almost. Missed it by that much.
Thanks, Mom.
Yeah.
I just blame her.
Yeah. In heaven.
You got to give credit to this anti-woke activist and filmmaker, Robbie Starbuck, who had been leading a campaign. You've heard of this guy, exposing major corporations. This guy really brought attention to it.
Makes good coffee, though.
Yeah. I don't think he's related.
Oh, okay.
I don't think.
I'm kidding.
Anyway, he said on X Monday that he warned Walmart executives. He's like, hey, I'm going to be doing a story on wokeness. Might include y'all.
Uh-oh.
Instead, he said that he had very productive conversations to find solutions. He outlined the changes Walmart agreed to make, including working to remove sexual and transgender products inappropriately marketed toward children.
Which shouldn't happen in the first place, you freaks.
Exactly. Exactly.
Target, you know who you are.
And reviewing grants to pride events to avoid funding sexualized content targeting kids. Mm. Yeah, make sure, like, in other words, not stopping them from giving grants to pride events, but make sure there's not some of that funding or part of that event that is going to have sexualized content targeting kids.
Uh-huh.
Again, yeah, that shouldn't be something that we have to worry about, but we do.
Mm-hmm.
Walmart clarified these changes, and they said they've been in the works for a few years and were not a result of the conversation with Starbuck. Okay, look, he's trying to get his claim to fame. He's looking for his 15 minutes.
Sure.
Walmart doesn't want to make it appear that, you know, they caved into an influencer, basically.
Right.
Okay, and maybe they have looked at it. You know what? I'm sure they probably have. Walmart confirmed to Fox Business it plans to change how it monitors products within the marketplace and reviews of funding of grants. The company said that some products that violated its policies have been removed, such as chest binders, products designed to flatten the chest. I need a belly binder. Wouldn't that it seems like they'd sell a lot more of those.
It's called a girdle, Bob.
Oh.
They make them. It's nothing new.
For guys?
Sure. Nobody's going to see
girdle. It. What's it called? Is it called a birdle?
For boys?
Yeah, instead of girdle for girls?
Or myrtle for men? I don't know.
Myrtle. That reminds me of fertile myrtle. She's a fertile myrtle. Can't put her in a girdle.
It's not Friday, Bob. I know it feels like Friday.
Let me see you use curdle in there. No, don't.
Okay.
Okay.
Moving on, please. Thank you.
Anyway, Walmart is, I believe, making the right choice here. They also decided not to extend the racial equity center it launched in 2020 as a five-year initiative and will ditch the terms Latinx and even DEI altogether in official communications. It will instead focus on the term belonging for all associates and customers. Wow! Treating, say, all the associates like, I don't know, a member of the team. And yeah, treating all the customers like customers?
No, they treat us like unpaid members of the team because we got to check ourselves out.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'm always checking myself out.
Well, that's a different...
Looking good,
that's
Bobby.
It's a whole different thing.
Bobby, you're looking good, man.
Let me rephrase that.
I think, what's wrong with that?
Yeah, I do it every day, all day.
Hey. Actually, the checkout thing kind of at times is really easy peasy in the way.
Oh, it is, it is. But then don't treat me like a criminal on the way out. Now, a lot of times I don't get stopped. I wonder what they're taught from a profiling perspective, if they are. I wonder what they look for, even if it's not profiling per se. What do they look for, or what do they see or don't see? Or sometimes do they just stick somebody and that's just, yeah, you go watch the door. And
it's actually technology, and it actually uses kind of an olfactory type thing where it picks up smells. Uh-huh. And if you smell guilty, okay, then they're going to check you out closer.
Yeah, don't be sniffing me, Joe Biden.
Well, it's because you wear so much of that English leather that the mechanism doesn't work properly.
Gotcha. That's
so good job.
That's why I keep getting
You're a real, socia.
Yeah.
Stay golden, honey boy.
Okay.
Yep. So anyway, Walmart is starting to get it right, which very smart on their part because you know who went the wrong way with some of the stuff they were selling. What was it? The Tuckett bathing suit or whatever?
Yeah.
Target.
They're the worst.
And it was pretty clear you could look at their shares and how they went down
and should
and Walmart almost directly reflected the pickup or whatever, in other words, the gain. So this was smart of Walmart to to hurry up and make sure they took care of that. And so now it'll be whoever gives the best prices and sells more stuff not made in China.
That's going to be interesting because, we've seen the transition from the 80s, 70s, 80s when Walmart used to brag about their American-made products. Not so much anymore, but maybe they'll come around a little bit. Maybe they will.
It is interesting. Why hasn't I know there's places you can go to buy American, online and stuff.
Sure.
But nothing that's really huge and mainstream. You'd think that somebody would see an opportunity in the market, but maybe there's not. Maybe they have done, some focus groups and some studies and say, it's nice to say, I'll buy American if it's available. But maybe when there is a price differential, maybe people don't. Maybe a lot of them talk a good game. Some people, frankly, they can't afford to be too choosy. In some cases, they're going to have to buy the cheapest stuff.
But I will at all possible avoid Chinese.
Any other country?
Yes.
Anybody?
Pick one. I mean,
anybody DC. But China, ABC.
Yeah.
Anybody but China. All right.
That's easy to remember.
It's easy, isn't it?
1, 2, 3.
There's our company, ABC Department Store. Stands for anybody but China.
Oh.
Sell mostly American stuff. We can't get it in America.
Where'd you get your stuff? Anywhere but China?
Yeah.
Anywhere? That'd work too?
Mm-hmm.
I think we're onto something.
Yeah.
And somebody's going to steal it.
And on our grocery bag, the shopping bags or whatever, we could say, commies suck. That could be another.
Yeah. Probably not going to. You might not want to open one in Gainesville.
That's probably where they need it the most.
Well, they need it, but they wouldn't show up. They wouldn't show up.
Well, I just wouldn't sell the commie suck bag. Maybe they wouldn't know any better. You know what you do? If you open a store in Gainesville and it's all like all pro-American and patriotic and stuff.
Yeah.
To make sure that people don't realize it.
Yeah.
You hand out masks.
Oh, man, they'd line up for that, wouldn't they?
They're like, oh, this place, they got it going on, man.
Yeah, I think you're onto something there.
Oh, I'm on something, all right. Yeah,
put a mask on.
Well,
you're right.
Anyway, just, yeah, you'd think. Ideas, entrepreneurs, and some of these, you know, very wealthy folks.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's kind of like you want to tell them, hey, man, get in the game. You know, we need changes. You can be part of that.
Yeah.
You be part of that change. And you would employ people and, yeah, I don't know. I think it could catch on. Maybe. I mentioned this earlier. The university at Buffalo in New York held a decolonizing Thanksgiving. Got to be careful because the word colon is actually in there.
Mm.
But no, that's not what they mean. They mean history of settler colonialism. Remember when I told you when anybody uses that word, they're a colonialist or colonial?
Right.
Run like heck. Unless they're trying to say a house. Remember the old colonial style or furniture?
Yeah, yeah. Sure.
Ethan Allen, they're fine. But
don't,
if they mention that colonial, they're crazy as the day is long. Run like hell. I'm telling you right now.
Yep.
They're crazy. Anyway, it's right to celebrate Thanksgiving and America's history of settler colonialism. Is it right? That's what they're questioning. Is it right? The description of the event said, what can we do to honor this day of mourning for our native communities? Well, go to the casinos, dummy. How hard is that? Hello?
Come on.
Yeah. It's every day.
Do your part.
We give and we give.
Yes.
Oh, and by the way, do you think it's Native Americans that are bringing all this up? No.
No.
It's not.
It's usually some wokey white person who wants to be offended for everybody else.
Guilt, yeah.
Yeah.
They try to get rid of their own weird guilt.
Mm-hmm.
We can redefine the meaning of Thanksgiving and respect indigenous people's histories. Again, Thanksgiving is not celebrated at the expense of the indigenous people.
No, not at all.
Even in school when they did more of that, you know, we're here from Plymouth Rock or whatever, you know, we got the Mayflower.
They made it a good thing, getting along.
They made it a great thing.
Helping each other.
Yeah. Yes.
They kept us from starving to death.
Yeah.
We ate corn. Wasn't that amazing?
I see what you did there,
yeah.
Maze.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. This is not the first time that the IDC at the university has hosted an event criticizing Thanksgiving. In 2021, they held an event titled The Real History of Thanksgiving, which described the holiday as whitewashed and discussed alternatives for Americans to do in place of Thanksgiving. You know, if anything, we need more Thanksgivings.
Absolutely.
Because the idea of giving thanks transcends any even communal thing or historical thing, you know? It's really more spiritual in its basis to give thanks for what you have.
Uh-huh.
You have been blessed. But there's so many people that are afraid to go, that might mean there's some kind of deity involved here. There might be somebody bigger than me.
Well, they were kind of part of, that deity is kind of part of our founding as a country. Just saying.
I read a whole book of basically there were prayers from Washington. From President Washington.
Yeah.
Pretty, it definitely will stir you
in a good way. That whole creator thing in our
You mean like it's in the Declaration of Independence?
I think
it's in there more than once.
It's in there. It's
like
in there.
Where all our rights come from.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They don't come from the moon. They don't come from that guy in the ocean with had that big try, that cool spear thing. What was his name?
Yeah. Or the government.
Or that it doesn't. Our rights don't even come from the government?
They try to take them away a lot.
Oh,
and get
my
in the way
gosh.
Of our rights, but they don't. No.
Wow.
They were supposed to stay out of the way, was the plan. But
they're bestowed to us by our creator.
Uh-huh.
Wow. And you can start a whole country on that. You can defeat, like, the largest military in the world, and you can be a beacon for peace and freedom moving forward for hundreds of years.
It's a concept that has worked so far overall. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, can you believe?
Yeah.
Hmm. See, I think history can be very exciting. That's how you teach it.
Mm-hmm.
If you say America bad,
who'd want to read that?
Exactly. Makes you not want to live here. But we can't hardly get anybody to move.
Nah.
Except for Ellen DeGeneres.
Yes. That makes me smile. That she actually is moving to England. It's worse than England.
Oh. There's a big wave there for sure.
Yeah.
Hey, you know what? It's time for things that make you smile. We need some upbeat, positive, non-political thoughts, and you can share those with us if you'd like to. Call 877-975-9825. Things that make you smile. Brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. Call in now, please. Another day in paradise. It's the Bob Rose Show. Greg Cassidy is here. It is time for things that make you smile. Upbeat positive thoughts that you share with us. And it is brought to you by Robin Larson Dental. So go ahead and call in right now. 877-975-9825. And good morning, Jake. What's making you smile?
What's making me smile is I live off of County Road 234 in Alachua County. And watching them repaint the lines when the roads are full of potholes makes a lot of sense. It makes me smile.
You've got to be kidding. I've been down that road. It is beat up. And they're painting lines? Oh, that is... That'd be hilarious if it wasn't taxpayer dollars being wasted. Let's go to John. What's making you smile?
Hey, Bob. I don't know if y'all are going to be on the air tomorrow or not, live or not, but I just want to wish you and Greg and Nick and everybody at the Sky a happy Thanksgiving. And go Gators! I want to see them take a chunk and feast on the Sentinels and feast on this weekend.
All right, right back at you. Yes, we will be here live in the morning. Mm-hmm. Carol, what's making you smile?
Hi, my daughter works for CASA, which is a program to get foster children adopted. And yesterday she testified in court, and the child was adopted by a fine family. So what a wonderful, wonderful holiday that child will have and his new parents.
And thank your daughter for the awesome task that she's performing. That is appreciated. That is awesome. I absolutely love it. Greg's smiling. He's got a new Jeep.
Yeah, well, new to me.
Let's go to Jeff. What's making you smile?
My walk in the light has allowed me to live conscious free. My conscience is clear, and I love it.
Yeah, walking in the light might help you not to trip.
Or fall in one of those potholes.
Like when it's dark.
Yeah, that's true.
We'll have to save your smiling Jeep stories.
That's
for
okay.
Tomorrow. In fact, why don't you do something crazy with it today so we have a Jeep story? No?
Probably not.
Okay.
Yeah.
Then just stand by for the smoking gun. Brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. It's coming up next on 97.3 The Sky.
The Sean Hannity Show.
Welcome to my world.
Afternoons at 3.
It's all about me. It's all about I. It's all about number one. Oh, my. What I think, what I know, what I like, what I want, what I see.
On News Talk 97.3, The Sky.
Time now for The Smoking Gun, brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. Thanksgiving dinner will cost a staggering 24% more this year than it did before Joe Biden took office. A dinner for 10, featuring traditional dishes, will average $58.05. That's up from $46.90 during Trump's time. Price of a 16-pound turkey, on average, up this year, 32%. But you know what? At the end of the day, I don't care how much it costs, because it's going to be a great Thanksgiving, one that we'll continue to celebrate right on through January 20th, baby. Yeah, and that's your smoking gun. The Smoking Gun is brought to you by Lawful Defense and Shoot GTR. On behalf of Greg Cassidy, I'm Bob Rose. God bless you and your family. Have a great, safe day. We'll be on the air tomorrow starting at 6 a.m. on 97.3 The Sky.